This is the Axtell Boys Locker Room Chat here on 92.1 KMZA. Johnny came back with you, and joining me now is Jason Tynan, head coach of the Eagle Boys. And, well, coach, since we've last talked, you had two games last week on Thursday and Friday. On Thursday, a tough loss to Hanover, 72-35, but you bounced back in a big way on Friday, pick up a good 57-53 win over Washington County. So kind of an up and down last two games since we've last talked. Just what have been your thoughts on these last couple?
You know, with Hanover, we came out and you know, we kind of struggled scoring in the first half. They were playing a 1-3-1, and it was giving us kind of some fits. We struggled, and I mean, I think it was 12-6 at the end of one, and then we just never got rolling offensively. And we got, I guess, we let some of what they were doing dictate, and we kind of wanted to set the pace, and we just never got rolling. They started hitting shots in the second half, and they kind of just spaced out from there and separated and got ugly. But I thought we did a great job coming back the next night. We didn't hang our heads. And, you know, we played I think it was 22-16 first quarter. We made some adjustments defensively, and we came out one of the next three quarters and pulled away. And for our best, probably our most complete game of the year is against Washington County. So that was good to see after a tough night the night before.
Yeah, and really you had just gone through a tough stretch there of about a week and a half or 2 weeks or so of just not being able to find a way to come get over the hump and pick up wins. So then that too there on against Washington County, you were able to finally get over that hump and pick up that win. How big was that from just a confidence standpoint as well after the tough loss to Hanover and bouncing back in a big way?
Yeah, I think it did. I mean, like you said, we played a couple games against D-West, Frankfort, and had a couple in there that were close, you know, under 10-point games. We didn't make plays down the stretch, and to finally make some plays down the stretch, and we hit a couple. Isaac Detweiler hit a couple threes at the end of the third quarter that kind of gave us a little lead. And in the fourth quarter, we played defense and we defended and made free throws. I'd like to shoot a little bit better from the free throw percentage, free throw line, but we made the plays down the stretch and made a good defensive stop and pulled out that win. And I think it just only. You want to win those games this time of year, and I think that was good for our confidence.
You're going to have now a tough stretch coming up. You're going to play three games in 3 days beginning tonight, as you'll be on the road at Troy before hosting Blue Valley coming up tomorrow night, and then on Saturday you'll take on Linden as well. So three tough games coming up, and really they're all three meaningful games because there's still a lot to play for as far as sub-state standings go, which will be released coming up on Saturday. So here with these final two games before sub-state standings will be released, just what are you looking for here beginning tonight with Troy?
I just, as always, just trying to find those four complete quarters to play them. You know, we saw that in Washington County, so I'm just looking for the consistency and see if we can do that again and see if we can repeat it. This is the nice thing. It's three games in 3 days. If you can do it repeatedly and you can play 12 quarters, consistent quarters, I think that's where you want to be at this time of the year. Each team brings a little different dynamic. You know, Troy is very talented, very athletic, has a lot of shooters, has some size inside, and then Blue Valley has, they're young, but they have a senior that's scoring about 20 a game, and then Linden is big and has a lot of guard play, so it'll be interesting to see how we compete. I think we're in the right spot where we need to be. We had a good practice yesterday, and so now it's the time of the year where kids just want to go play, so we're going to play without practicing, so they should love it.
Well, Coach, we certainly wish you the best of luck tonight against Troy and also Blue Valley on Friday, Linden on Saturday. But thank you for taking the time. As always, we certainly appreciate it, and we'll talk to you one final time next week.
All right, thanks, Johnny.
All right, Coach, thank you. Again, Jason Tynan, head coach of the Axtell Boys, joining us on our locker room chats here on 92.1 KMZA.